your honeymoon, those precious few days following the wedding, and a time to get away with the one you love, to relax, enjoy, and discover a dead body in the basement? That is the shocking premise behind Dorothy Sayers' murder mystery, Busman's Honeymoon, a Taproot Theater production now playing at the Jewel Main Stage in Seattle. With me to discuss this production and the work of the Taproot Theater is producing artistic director Scott Nolte. Welcome, Scott.
Very happy to be here. Thank you.
So, Scott, in a few words, how would you describe the Taproot Theater?
You know, we are a almost 42-year-old theater that we have branded ourselves as a theater of hope. And that's not a theater that's only interested in stories with happy endings, but a sense of whether it's a comedy, a drama, a tragedy, a musical, a farce. It's all intended to make us better people. Our theater in the Greenwood area is a 226-seat thrust theater. And so the audience sits on three sides. So part of our brand includes this sort of intimate performance where the audience is close enough really to see actors flinch in contrast to some of the very, very large venues.
Right.
So I've sat in the second balcony of some large theaters that do beautiful work, but I'm a long ways away. And in our case, no, you're really, really right down in the thick of it with the performers. And we grab plays from all over the history of theater, world premieres, classics, and craft a beautiful season that's sort of a buffet of things which the audience can enjoy. We also have touring work. We also have classes. So we sort of have something for everybody of all ages right now.
Very good. When it comes to the logistics of putting a performance together, I wouldn't even know how to get started. Could you give our audience some idea of some of the things involved in putting together one of your performances?
That's sort of like going backstage at Universal Studios, isn't it? Because so many people have no clue. Unless maybe you had a class in high school where you took some drama, but the logistics are, you know, a whole lot more, especially when you get to our scale. In our case, we've already chosen the 2018 season by about a month and a half ago.
Mm-hmm.
Each play is cast anywhere from 6 to 9 months in advance, about 3 to 4 months before performance. The designers and the directors start meeting once a month to kind of say, here are the themes for the sort of look and feel of the production. And so designers can kind of retreat to their study and come back and say, okay, we've all looked at the script and here are some visual metaphors or things which we can use. Is this how we want the set to look or to evoke a certain feeling? Here's a period that we're going to try to work with the costuming. So that becomes a conversation, at least 2 months before the first rehearsal. And then we're in rehearsal for about 4.5 weeks. And at about that four and a half week mark, we start preview performances. So 2 public performances, usually very full attendance for that. And it gives us a couple beta test audiences in a way.
Right.
So the critics can start coming from opening night on. But to get, whether it's a comedy or a drama, to get it in front of an audience and just to see how the responses are. So we're really fine-tuning the performance all the way up to opening night. The actors are called early to go over notes, or they're working late after performance to build on what we've seen. The actors rehearse 20 to 28 hours a week with the director. It's a lot of give and take and a real community effort to pull it together.
It definitely sounds like it. Well, let's look at the performance going on right now.
Oh, we have Busman's Honeymoon, which is a murder mystery written by Dorothy Sayers. And I'm sure a lot of your listeners would know Dorothy Sayers in her Lord Peter Wimsey mystery series. And so she wrote many, many books about this British aristocrat who somehow stumbles into crime, and he and his valet, Bunter, end up being pulled in and helping to solve various mysteries. Well, in Busman's Honeymoon, she actually wrote this as a stage play before she novelized it. Hmm. And it's Lord Peter's honeymoon with Harriet. And so they arrive at a cottage that she lived in that neighborhood, so to speak, out in the country, and used to play in this village and knew this cottage, and he's bought it for her. So we're going to go honeymoon, and maybe we'll live there on and off throughout the year. Well, the cottage evidently is locked from the inside. So they finally get in, and the next morning, they're trying to find the owner. What happened to him? He's supposed to meet us here to give us the keys. Everything's fine. Well, the place is a mess. We can't find him. End of act one, there's a body in the basement. And the doors are all locked. Everything's locked from the inside. The trick of the play is that Dorothy believed in writing a fair mystery. So all of the clues are on stage. All of the clues come out over the course of conversation with people who went in and out of that house. So it is possible for an audience member to start stringing together what might have happened right alongside Lord Peter Wimsey as he's trying to sort this thing through. So it appears to be, for the longest time, the perfect crime, if it really was a crime. And how are we going to solve this? So it's a romantic comedy murder mystery. And it's really quite delightful.
And what are you hoping that people come away with from this show?
You know, I think it's a delight that Lord Peter and Harriet are really an extraordinary married couple, because they do have to talk many, many times about what they owe each other, especially when it comes to core values. They could compromise each other. Harriet is concerned that if we pursue the solution of this crime, someone we know is going to be found guilty and someone's going to hang for this. And I don't want to be a part of that. And Lord Peter says, I thought I might come to this. I guess we need to do something else. And they recognize the fact that to do anything less than standing up for justice is inappropriate. And so that'd be another key piece of Dorothy Sayers' murders, is that Lord Peter solves crimes not because it's a game and he's not cynical about the deceased. No, he really is interested. And he says this as much in the play, that innocent blood has been spilled and that everybody is suspect until the one person is found to be guilty. And at that point, we can move forward and justice can be delivered.
And that's a dimension I think is largely neglected and one that adds depth to a story like this.
Well, I would say most of our contemporary murder mystery detective shows tend towards that sort of cynical side. Is it a game? Is it one-upsmanship? This is not that way. It's more upbeat in its whole sense of order will be restored, hope is restored, because we're going to solve this and there's going to be justice.
So where and what times are your shows?
We're located in the Greenwood District of North Seattle, so 204 North 85th Street, about a mile and a half west of I-5. And our productions for this particular play run through June 24th, performances Wednesday through Saturday night, as well as Saturday afternoon.
And how can someone get tickets to this performance?
You can go to the box office, the website, I should say, specifically, taproottheater.org, and that'll get you to a page within that you can buy a ticket. You can also call the box office at 206-781-9707. And the box office is open noon to 5, Tuesday through Saturday.
Very good. Taproottheater.org. Well, thanks so much for being on today, Scott.
Thank you.